The third crucial concept introduced in Zarathustra is that of eternal recurrence. Eternal recurrence is the closest Nietzsche came to promulgating a metaphysical doctrine, although it is not clear whether he understood this doctrine to be literally true or simply a salutary thought experiment. His claim is that every moment of material existence will repeat itself an infinite number of times over the course of the existence of the universe, thus implying that people will live their lives in exactly the same manner an infinite number of times. This doctrine functions in part as the ultimate formula of affirmation in Nietzsche's philosophy. Humans will be over men once they can generate the values that will allow them to affirm the eternal recurrence of every moment of their lives, no matter how mundane and insignificant. To comprehend the significance of this argument, it is essential to realize that it is an exact inversion of the dualism that characterizes both Platonic philosophy and Christian religion, Nietzsche's two nemeses. Both claim that life on earth is transient, empty, and insignificant in comparison with the permanence, eternity, and luminosity of another superior realm, the kingdom of God for Christians, and the intelligible world of ideas for Plato. Such doctrines for Nietzsche lead to the denial of life and the world and the fetishization of a fictional afterlife. With God dead, humans will fall into decadence and despair unless they can find the same capacity to affirm and celebrate human life that Christians direct toward the afterlife with God. The affirmation of eternal recurrence is the ultimate test of this capacity.